课堂，听 class.com。
5 months ago, Patrick Lehner was in the Silicon Valley fast lane, managing contracts for high-tech equipment maker Cisco Systems.
I've spent most of the time working on my own career.
Today, he's updating inventory data programs at Second Harvest, a food bank serving needy families in Silicon Valley.
This is an opportunity to really do something that helps feed people in the community that are in real need of food.
Lehner is one of about 80 former Cisco workers who lost their jobs but found new challenges when the company offered them a novel kind of exit package. They're called Cisco Community Fellows. When the company eliminated 6,000 jobs last April, in lieu of severance, it offered employees one-third regular salary plus benefits and any stock options for 1 year if they would volunteer their services to a community nonprofit organization.For Cisco, it was an upside despite the high-tech downturn, which forced it to lay off 15% of its workforce.
This is a good way for us to really become more intimately involved in the community and utilize the talents of the people that were being affected by this.
If they need that, they can go to the internet to get it.
Tam Doe was a network administrator at Cisco who took a position managing computers at InVision, which provides services to the homeless.
I would like to, you know, do something what I like. I want to do something different.
He's a real big help, a real big help. I mean, before I came here, I didn't have a resume, and he set me up with the resume system.
Even though it's a financial strain getting by on one-third the salary,Doe, who came to the U.S. with nothing as a Vietnamese refugee, says he won't mind spending a year working here.
I think this is a good time for me to pay back to the community.
A payback prompted by a cutback that's making the community a richer place. James Hattori, CNN, San Jose, California.